I got a question for you. You're listening right now. Have you ever wished in any situation of your life that you just had more confidence? Like, think about it. As you had your goals and ideas and thought processes and things in your mind that you wanted to get done, have you ever found yourself in any situation wishing, I wish I just was a little bit more confident in this area or in this area? If that's you, then today's episode of the podcast is for you. We're talking about three confidence hacks to make sure that the you that you are right now is the most confident version of yourself that you have ever been in your life. Let's get into it. What's up, everybody? My name is Xavier, and I get the privilege of being the host of the How You podcast. This is the podcast where we have conversations about how you can be a better you. That's right. We release episodes just like this all the time. Well, before I had a baby, we released episodes. Well, before my wife had the baby. Anyway, now my baby's almost 3 months old. And so now we releasing episodes like this all the time. Again, we took some time off to learn how to be a dad for a second. It kind of settled the storm. It was crazy. I was elbow deep in diapers and getting peed on and all of that stuff. But now we back. Before we get started, though, we've been doing this podcast now for about a year. I feel like we launched last January, if I'm not mistaken, and we released about an episode, maybe almost two episodes every month for 2023 or 2022. And we're trying to up that in 2023. But I need to tell you some things about 2023, some podcast stats. And this is in the middle of us. I don't say us, I mean me. This is in the middle of me not being as consistent as I would have loved to have been on the podcast, not getting everything done that I wanted to get done on the podcast. I just want to read some stats to you, some things that we were able to accomplish with the How You podcast, the personal growth podcast for young adults. Number one, top 50% of all podcasts, which is huge. I love that. I enjoy that, especially in our first year. However, if you do a podcast, then you know that the majority of podcasts are not really that consistent, nor are they really that good. It really, the goal is to be in the top, for me personally, is to be in the top 10 or 20% of all podcasts hosted on this website. And so we were able to get to the top 50% last year. The goal is to up that this year with some more consistency. We were listened to in over 30 countries, about 31 countries, 160 minutes of total episodes out there. Because that's a lot of talking. That's what we did. And we shortened the episodes there at the end. And we averaged about 1,300 downloads over the course of the last season. And so, man, it's been really, really good. It's been really, really sweet. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm planning on taking it to the next level in 2023. And so I'm hoping that you lock in. Anyway, to get into today's podcast, I normally don't give you the date, but today is January the 16th. And I'm telling you that for a reason. Today is January the 16th, and it's typically the day, almost every year it ends up the 16th. It's the day that we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King, whose birthday is on January 15th. He and I share a birthday. And so today is the day we typically celebrate Dr. King. And I was reading an article about him recently, and there is this thing that came up about this confidence hack that he had. As a matter of fact, if you've ever flown into the Atlanta airport and on a display case there, you can find a pair of glasses that would typically be worn by Dr. King. But if you've ever seen a picture of Dr. King, you notice that he normally didn't have a pair of glasses on. And so in the article, it would outline how the person who was viewing these glasses in the Atlanta airport in this display case thought that they were just a simple pair of reading glasses, that maybe Dr. King would bring them with him when he was reading a book. But that wasn't the case at all. Dr. King apparently didn't need glasses whatsoever, but he thought that when he put on his glasses, he became a more distinguished version of himself. And here you have a man who in history was such a trailblazer that he probably required more confidence than any normal day-to-day person like you and I. I mean, this dude changed the course of the country and essentially changed the course of the world in his lifetime. And here he was wearing glasses that were, all intents and purposes, unneeded and possibly even unmedicated He didn't have an eye problem whatsoever, but he wore them because they gave him a confidence boost. Dr. King, one of the greatest orators ever in history, wore glasses that he didn't need because they gave him a confidence boost. Now, if this man, who was decorated with accomplishments and had seen so much in his lifetime and was a trailblazer for an entire movement, if he found ways in his life to give himself a confidence boost, then isn't it maybe normal to think that you and I are going to struggle with our confidence at some point? And to not only struggle with our confidence, but isn't it normal for us to want to think about ways to give ourselves a confidence boost, a hack in our confidence, if you will? And so I say that to say a couple of things. One, I'm no longer ashamed. If you're watching the podcast instead of listening to it, I just put on my fake glasses. I've had these laying around my house for a while. And when I need a little confidence boost at home, I used to put them on, but I felt whack. So I used to take them off. But now maybe I'll wear my fake glasses out in public and I'll just own it because this is my distinguished self. No, that I'm really not going to do that. I don't even have the confidence to use that confidence boost. But what I do want to do is I want to give you three hacks, three things that you could do right now, starting today, that are going to help you be the most confident version of yourself that you have ever been in your life. So here's the first thing that you're going to do. The first thing that you're going to do is you're going to identify the root of your lack of confidence. Right now, if I ask you, do you lack confidence? The truth is you might say yes. Or you might say no. It might be something that you generally struggle with, or it might be something that you don't struggle with whatsoever. But if you lack confidence, the truth probably is that you're not confident in every area of your life. That there are probably pockets in your life that you are confident in, but for you and for I, we can think about these glaring holes in our life where we question our abilities and we quit, and as a result, we lose confidence in a particular area. And so when I say identify the source of your lack of confidence, maybe you have a lack of confidence in an area because you feel uneducated. Maybe you have a lack of confidence in an area because you feel ill-equipped. Maybe you have a lack of confidence in an area because you feel like an outcast. You're the only person of color. You're the only girl. You're the only man. You're the only person from the South. You're the only person from the city. In whatever area you're in, maybe your lack of confidence comes because in the space that you are traversing, you are the minority. Maybe your lack of confidence is because you are young. And maybe you have to identify, or the first step is that you have to identify the source of your lack of confidence. Because after you and I identify the source of our lack of confidence, it puts us on this journey to figuring out how we can combat that thing. And it really might just be as simple as fixing the issue. Now, obviously, if you're a minority in a situation, you won't be able to fix that issue overnight. But if your lack of confidence just comes from a lack of education, then it might be possible for you to go get the education you need, whether formally or on one of my favorite things, YouTube University. But the point is, if I'm uneducated, I can go get education to help boost my confidence. If your confidence maybe just comes from lack, or if your lack of confidence comes from a lack of exposure, then that means that you have to figure out ways to put yourself in situations of pressure that are of low risk in any given moment. And so, for example, let's say you're in sales, but for some reason you have a problem being told no. And the truth is that you go back to your job every single day, every single day, every single day, and getting told no over and over and over and over and over again is really hurting your confidence. And so you're losing the ability to talk to people on the fly, or maybe it's something that you haven't done before. And so what you can do is, because your lack of confidence comes from a lack of exposure, you might be able to go to your local mall. Now, once again, I say a lot of stuff on this podcast that's only for people who really, really, really want to get better and who really, really, really want to grow. And so if what I say right now, if what I'm about to say seems like it's too outlandish for you, that's okay. Find you a little pocket to fit in that fits your little comfort level. I didn't mean to call you a little comfort level. I'm not downplaying your level of comfortability. But what I am saying is, if you really want to grow, you'll do whatever it takes. And so if your lack of confidence comes from a lack of exposure, then maybe on a Saturday morning that you have free, you go out to your local mall, or Target, or if you really want to do something difficult, Walmart, because you find the most interesting people in Walmart in your life. Then you go to your local Walmart and you talk to random strangers about random things. I mean, like as you're shopping, you go out of your way to spark up a conversation with the person on your aisle who's shopping maybe for the same things that you are. And maybe you find a way to sneak in a conversation about weather or find a way to sneak in a conversation about sports, because what you're doing is you're building your small talk muscles. And the truth is that maybe the reason that you have a lack of self-confidence when it comes to sales is because you don't know how to have a conversation with somebody who's not in your inner circle, and to have a conversation with somebody who you don't know at all. And so putting yourself in situations where you get that exposure is going to open you up and give you the exposure that you need to now become confident in that area. And the more you do it over and over and over and over again, you'll find that that confidence creeps into the other parts of your life that you've been struggling with. And so the first step, like I said before, is to identify the root of your lack of confidence. Maybe you're falling into a comparison trap and you keep comparing yourself to somebody who's the expert in their field. If you compare yourself, who's a beginner at whatever you might be doing, or who's maybe been doing it 5 or 10 years, to somebody who has had a lifetime to perfect what they're doing, or even has had an extra 5 or 6 years, or somebody who just, this sounds crazy, who just might be a little bit more naturally gifted than you are. If you spend your time comparing yourself to that person, of course you'll have a lack of self-confidence. And so what you have to do is identify your lack, identify the root of your lack of self-confidence, and then it allows you to fix the root. And so you're not looking in the mirror saying, be more confident, be more confident. I have this. I can do this. You're identifying a specific thing that you need to spend time working on and praying about. And you can ask God and other people to help you develop this part of your life. I realized I made the transition to my current church and my current, not my current job, but to my current church in May of 2021, I believe it is. And I was a student pastor, a high school pastor at a church down here. And there were three other pastors that worked on that team with us. There was one of the guys at our campuses, at our Rich Rose campus, Mason Law. Mike Massaro was at our Missouri City campus. It's actually four guys. Dan Mattis was the middle school pastor, and Abram Haley was our global student pastor. And so I worked on a team with four other guys, and I was the high school pastor. And on that team, I was the only person on the team without a master's degree, period. Every other pastor on our student staff not only had an undergrad degree, but they had a master's degree. Not only did they have an undergrad degree, most of them, three out of the four, had an undergrad degree tied to ministry. And so you had these guys who from college had undergrad degrees in Bible and theology or some type of ministry, then had a postgraduate degree, most of which were the full MDiv, which is a 90-hour master's degree. It is very intensive. And then there was me, and I had no formal seminary training, and my undergrad degree was in business administration. And there were moments where, and I'm a pretty confident person. I don't normally, in spaces that I have been in more than one time, I normally don't struggle with confidence having conversations about the Bible or those types of things. But when I first moved down here, I really had to get used to being in that space where I felt, in a lot of ways, uneducated. I've been in ministry for 5 years. I've been around ministry. I've been preaching for just some time. I've had amazing mentors and pastors in my life who have helped me get to where I am today. But in those moments, not having that degree was messing with my confidence. And when I identified the root of my lack of confidence, it helped me to traverse through those settings and ultimately be more confident because I had identified the root. So number one for you and for me is to identify the root of your lack of self-confidence. And I had to identify the root of my lack of self-confidence. Number two is this: to create a source of confidence, or to search for a source of confidence in the area, whether real or made up. I know that sounds crazy. And I'm not telling you fake it till you make it. That's not what I'm telling you at all. What I am saying is, in the same way that Dr. King used his glasses to create a distinguished version of himself, you have to figure out small things in your life that you can do that give you a little bit of a confidence boost. If you're a person who loves routine, then maybe you create confidence in your routine. Hey, I may not be the best at this thing, but because I do it the exact same way over and over and over and over again, I'm confident in my formula. I'm confident in the routine itself. Every morning when I wake up, I have my cup of coffee. I do this thing. I get ready for the next day. Job interviews. Maybe you're getting to the point where, hey, I need confidence and I have one suit, or I have one button down, or I have one dress that makes me more confident than any other thing that I wear. And as a result, what do? You go to every interview you have in the same suit, in the same dress, in the same shoes. Whatever it is, you create a source of confidence in your life, something that can keep you steady to the ground while you are working through the root of your lack of confidence. The easiest one that I can think of is, if you're a believer, then you find your source of confidence in God. Now, the truth is, if you can't trust God to help make you confident in an area, not because you have a lack of faith. If you're struggling with your faith, that's one thing. That's just something you need to work on, so on and so forth. But if you're struggling to pray about the thing that you're really having confidence in, maybe it's not what God wants for your life. And so you can't say, all right, God, I'm struggling pulling girls, and so I just need you to help me pull. Like, God, if you could make me the Riz God in Jesus' name, that would be great. No, you can't. Like, then maybe it's God ain't in that. And so that can't be your source of confidence. He don't want you out here pulling girls or pulling guys and all of that stuff. I'm not saying God don't want you in a relationship, but he don't want you running game. And so God's not going to help you be confident in running game. But if you're a believer, you can find confidence saying, hey, God, I'm going to go to this interview. I'm going to do the best that I can, and I'm going to trust you with the result. Because oftentimes your job and my job is not the result. Our job is just the obedience. I do what God is calling me to do. I do what I feel like God is telling me to do, and I trust God with the results. And so you create your own source of confidence, whether it is a real thing like God, or whether it's a real thing like getting a further education, whether it's a real thing, watching a couple extra videos, real thing like getting extra exposure, real thing like grabbing a mentor from somewhere, real thing like trying to go get an internship and work for somebody for free, a real thing that can help you boost your confidence and get practice, or whether it's something that is made up, a storyline in your head that helps you be more confident, like Dr. King's glasses, or even like if you're remember the Michael Jordan documentary? Remember he used to make up stories in his head and then be like, and I took that personally. Bro, you made up a whole story in your head? Because why? He wanted to go into the game with an extreme level of confidence. So number one, here's what you're going to do. You got to identify the source of the lack of confidence in your life. Number two, you're going to create a source of confidence, whether real or made up in your life, and allow that thing to center you and ground you. Number three, you want to daily affirm yourself in any way that you can. And this is everything from in the morning. Maybe you're reading a daily affirmation from a journal or from an app. Maybe you take time out and you record your daily affirmations into a voice note. And on your way to work, after you listen to the How You podcast, because you need to listen to the How You podcast on the way to work. And then after work, or on your way to work, after you listen to the How You podcast, you take 2 to 3 minutes to listen to those daily affirmations in your own voice that are reminding you of the things that you need to be, or reminding of the things that you are, reminding you of the person you were created to be, reminding you of the purpose. And after you keep hearing that over and over and over and over again, you are going to start believing those things about yourself. And so whether it's writing them down, whether it's listening to them from somebody else, or listening to them in your own voice, you find a way to get your daily affirmations and your daily confidence boost from voices that you believe and from voices that you trust. As a matter of fact, I found this sleep affirmation thing that I listen to now when I'm overwhelmed, or when I feel like life is getting too difficult. Because let me tell you something, a 2-month-old is difficult. Being a pastor is difficult. Having a podcast is difficult. And I want to start school in the fall. And so starting school and working on a master's degree is difficult. And being a husband is difficult. And so there are times where I lose confidence in any one of those areas. And those daily affirmations just remind me that I was created for this, that this is part of my manhood journey, that this is part of my pastoral journey, that this is part of my fatherhood journey. And hearing those things and reminding myself that I am equipped and in the spaces that I lack, I can trust God to help make up for. Hearing those things over and over and over again help me be more confident and help me attack the things that I feel like God has put me in charge of or God has made me responsible for. And so those are your three tips, man. Number one, you want to identify the root. Number two, you want to create a source of confidence for yourself. And number three, you want to find a way to hear daily affirmation in any way that you can. Hey, I want to connect with you. And so here's what I want you to do. If you found today's episode helpful, I want you to head over to Instagram right now. Type in XVR Maryland. I want you to DM me. Tell me what you thought about the episode. Tell me any upcoming episodes you want to hear. Any questions that you have that we could talk about. But I appreciate every single one of you. We're done for today. But remember, you won't go anywhere, especially this year. You won't go anywhere unless you grow somewhere. Take it easy.